El Paso experienced its first economic boom in 1881, shortly after becoming a stop on the transcontinental Southern Pacific Railroad line. The flurry of economic activity created a dense settlement around the town's square, San Jacinto Plaza. But some citizens wanted a quieter place to live, including an emigre from New York, J. Fisher Satterthwaite. He developed the first planned neighborhood in El Paso. Originally called Satterthwaite Addition, the area was renamed Sunset Heights for the winning entry in a competition sponsored by the El Paso Herald. The subdivision was built with 1,200 lots in the Craggy Hills northwest of downtown. Workers using teams of horses and explosives cut the stony terrain, filled arroyos, and installed landscaping. Placing the typical American street grid on rocky escarpment required ingenuity. Many homes were built high above street level with monumental staircases leading to their front doors. Others were built below grade with a full story beneath street level. Sunset Heights became home to wealthy Mexicans fleeing their country's revolution and to prominent local attorneys, physicians, and business owners. Architects Edward Neisel, the renowned Henry C. Trost, and Mabel Welch, the first woman architect in the city, also lived in Sunset Heights and designed homes there. Residences reflect a variety of styles, including Prairie, Tudor, Queen Anne, Spanish Colonial Revival, and Classical Revival. Some include innovative uses of brick, given the scarcity of lumber in the desert. Sunset Heights flourished until the Great Depression in the 1930s, when construction halted. By 1970, much of the area had declined. In order to preserve its architectural history, in 1984, the El Paso City Council created the Sunset Heights Historic District. Sunset Heights is coming back now, thanks to a diverse group of restoration-minded homeowners who share a passion for living in a historic neighborhood close to downtown.